about that.
Cape Talk.
Money Matters with Sylvia Walker.
You know, Sylvia, sometimes what happens is that you hear certain music and you know, listen here, this is it. So when we hear that music coming in, we know it's Friday, it's weekend, and we can start celebration. It's kind of like when you hear the music or Carte Blanche playing, then you know it's Sunday and you need to go to work the next day.
I'm glad my little tune doesn't depress anyone. I'm glad it brings happiness.
No, your tune is a completely happy tune. Absolutely love it. Money Matters with Sylvia Walker this morning, and we chat to her every Friday at this time. Background to what we were chatting about this morning. Money, many South Africans do not work exclusively for one employer. It's called freelancing, but rather this, you know, has its upsides and has its downsides. So people have side hustles or hold on to a few different, sometimes diverse jobs. And the new gig economy brings great opportunities, but also personal challenges when it comes to how do you manage your money? Because as a freelancer, you're not getting that fixed salary every month. So Sylvia, what is meant by the term gig economy?
Then, as you said, it is largely to do with people who do temporary or contract work. So, you know, traditionally and sort of in the, you know, previous generations, people held down one job, earned a salary, and life was quite simple. Whereas today we see that there's a lot of people in South Africa, millions, who actually do freelance work. And with that comes no security. You know, there's no job security that's linked to that. So it's interesting that research has shown for older people, sometimes the only way that they can earn an income is to be freelancing or do freelance work. And then for millennials, it's often a choice that they make. And you also find people sometimes that have jobs, but they do what they call a side hustle. You know, they do something extra to bring in a bit of extra money. And I think also, you know, the world of business has changed and many companies have changed and that they no longer do everything in-house. So they very often outsource certain functions to certain people, and this also creates those opportunities. And all of this has resulted in what's known as a gig economy, an economy where people are earning money doing different gigs, maybe three or four different things. Gives opportunities for you to experiment, to experience different things. So it creates a lot of interesting, you know, there's a lot of interesting side effects in terms of personal growth. But it does also create that stress, of course, that you don't have that regular income from one particular source.
Yeah, and I think we're going to unpack this, you know, in terms of because you're not getting a fixed sort of income from one particular source, you're not locked down into one job for years. You know, you're not a teacher for 20 years or a policeman for 30 years. So apart from the fact that their income is not secure, what other challenges do these workers face?
Well, you see, compared to permanent workers, they don't have any benefits, for instance. So like medical aid benefits, which a lot of companies offer, they don't have those kind of benefits. So along with that comes, you know, if you're sick, there's no sick leave. There's no paid sick leave. There's no annual leave. So you can't, if you're off, you're not earning any money. So no work, no pay. And also, of course, the other important thing is that your income is not regular. So, you know, you have times of feast and famine. I met someone recently who's a freelancer, and she said to me she's had some good months where she's had to eat, like, you know, sort of baked beans the whole month. And she has other months where she could almost go on an overseas trip. So your income can fluctuate quite dramatically from month to month. And this, of course, is a challenge because you need to do proper planning so that you, you know, your expenditure is leveled, that you don't spend everything when it's a good month and then sit, you know, with your hands in your hair when it's a bad month. You've also, of course, got no protection against unfair dismissal. So there's a high level of uncertainty. You're only as good as the last job that you're doing, literally. And then, of course, the big thing for people in that space is that your money doesn't always come in when you expect it. So you may invoice a client for a job, but they're not necessarily going to pay you straight away. So you have that issue as well, that you have to sometimes wait for people to pay you. Even though you've done the work and you may have the money owing to you, it's not like it's money, you know, you can't bank on it at a certain date necessarily.
Yeah, the thing is actually is that I'm looking at leave and sick leave, especially for freelancers. And I think that, you know, with the labor legislation, we should be sort of taking a re-look at that because, I mean, you know, people who freelance cannot predict when they're going to be sick, and that impacts on their money. So what impact does this have for people managing their money? And I think this is the crux of the matter here this morning. You can be doing a number of different jobs. You can be doing freelancing. You can be doing an extra job, being in one job and doing another job. But how do you need to manage that money? That's crucial.
I think, Zane, the most important thing is you have to be disciplined with it. As I said, you mustn't be just, you know, blowing it all when it's a good month and then, you know, we are really battling when it's a poor month. So you have to be disciplined. You have to have a budget. So your budget is really not necessarily what's coming in, but what's going out. So really critical around your spending. You need to know what your regular expenses are every month. And then, as I say, in good times, you will keep money aside so that you can actually fund yourself in leaner times. You know, you are your own business when you're a freelancer. So you might even consider keeping your records, your, you know, from the different aspects of your income, you might even keep that separately in terms of where you're generating your income from. And then the critical thing, of course, is that you need to submit to your own tax returns, because, you know, with an employer, they will deduct tax and pay it over on your behalf. So you need to take care of that yourself. And there might even be expenses that you incur in the production of your income that you can you know, take off your, in terms of your tax, which you can actually use in your income tax calculation. So it reduces your taxable income. And there you actually need to have an expert assist you, particularly in the beginning. Once you get going with that and understand that it might be possible to do it yourself. But very important is to realize what expenses you are incurring that actually is tax deductible. So, yeah, discipline and just making sure that you actually have all your ducks in a row and all your paperwork in order. And keep tight records of what's coming in, and particularly what you need to spend every month, your budget.
Yeah. The sort of older generation will turn around and say, you know, I think, you know, my generation got used to just working in one job for 20 or 30 years. Millennials don't do that at the moment. As a matter of fact, quite a lot of the millennials say to you, no, I freelance. And you know what? I earn a lot more than if I would be working permanently in one particular place. But what they forget is about saving or investing for tomorrow. Is this different if you have a regular income to when you are freelancing?
Yes, it is very different, because you need to, as I say, because of those times, the good times and the bad times, it's easy to actually fall into that trap of you know, letting go and not carrying through with your investments in those bad times or in those leaner times. So, very important, as I said, you need to have a budget. You need to know what you're spending your money on. On the other side, you also need to have a financial plan in place so that you can achieve your goals short-term and long-term. You know, irrespective of how you're earning your money, you're still going to have goals. You're still going to have financial goals. So, you know, if one thinks about short-term, for me, always it's the end of the year. You know, we've got, again, Christmas is coming up in a few months' time, and many people get a bonus at that time of the year. If you're on a freelance basis or operating in the gig economy, put some money aside. Have that as a short-term goal so that at the end of the year, you've actually built up a bit of money, because you know it's an expensive time. Also, of course, when you talk longer term, you talk about retirement planning, which is critical at some point. I mean, also that's interesting about this freelance world, Zane, is that you can probably carry on doing it into your 60s, into your 70s. You know, there's many of these kinds of jobs that are, you sit behind your computer, and as I say, there's no age limit on them, but you still want to build up a nest egg for some time in the future. So that's very important. Get advice around that and make use of the tax breaks around that. You know, with retirement savings, up to 27.5% of your income is tax deductible, your contributions towards tax savings. So take advantage of those benefits, those tax breaks. And then, of course, if you're looking at investment vehicles, you know, select those that allow you some kind of flexibility. So because there may be leaner months, you might find yourself in a position where perhaps you really can't put money aside this month. So you want to be in a savings or an investment vehicle that's not going to penalize you, that will allow you to do that. And maybe also allow you, if you have a really good month, to put an extra amount in there. So, you know, make sure you have that flexibility. And then lastly, don't ever dip into your savings. You know, if things are tough and money's tough, don't dip into those savings and those investments, because keep your long-term goals in mind and stick to those goals.
Now, temptation is a big thing when it comes to money, hey?
Always.
What about protecting your income? No work means no money, and this is it. So how do you protect yourself against that?
Yeah, I think, you know, as I said earlier, the medical aid, you know, medical expenses is a big issue, because obviously if you're sick, you don't get paid for the time that you're off, but actually the cost of those medical expenses and the cost of getting ill also needs to be covered. So having a good medical aid is obviously very, very important, because any kind of illness could actually sink you financially. You know, it could make you, could wipe you out. You know, we know medical expenses are very, very high in South Africa, medical costs. The other thing, of course, is income protection. That is, one mustn't neglect. So disability cover, if you became disabled, a severe illness cover, if you got an illness. And it's quite interesting. I mean, the needs are not really that different, whether you're employed full-time or whether you are a freelancer. But let's say you became ill and you worked for a full-time employer, you would have some sick leave, obviously, by law, that you need to, you know, that you could qualify for, that you could take, paid sick leave. And that's 36 days per 3-year cycle. And then obviously if your sick leave extended beyond that, or you were sick beyond that, they could extend that if they wanted to. As a freelancer, of course, you don't have that. So when we talk about illness and something that's going to be perhaps more, you know, more severe, it's like a severe illness, as they're more extended, definitely severe illness cover is critical, and that's your cancer, strokes, heart attacks, those kind of illnesses. If you have a family or you have children that are dependent on you, of course, there's life cover that you need to consider. So, protecting your income is very, very important. It's important for everybody, but even more so in the shorter term for people who are freelancers. So one must not neglect that aspect. You know, even though it often is a grudge purchase then, you know, like it really is often, but it's so important because life can change in an instant in terms of something happening to you, and then, you know, your income earning ability is just, it's gone.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm an impulse buyer, so I'm very,
your
very...
Your life changes often in an instant.
I'm telling you, it's incredible. But you need to be mindful, as I said, you need to be mindful of a lot of things. And with nomad societies where people, live in one country and actually work in a totally different country, or they live all over the place in the world, and this is how nomad societies have moved along, where people sort of live in South Africa, but they do work in Korea, where they do... Yeah. Teaching English as a foreign language, and they do this via Skype and video, and it's absolutely brilliant to do, but you need to remember the money's good, but the money needs to be planned and the money needs to be used appropriately. Some tips, last minute tips for us on this matter in the gig economy that we're chatting about today, Sylvia?
Yes, and I think just a few tips. You, as I said earlier, see yourself as a business. You are a business, and any business only survives because it has a plan in place. And it sticks to that plan. So have a plan for your business in terms of how you're going to generate your income, how you're going to spend your money, and how you're going to keep track of everything. Then also important, very important, is get advice in the areas where you need advice. So if you need tax advice, speak to a tax expert. If you need financial advice, speak to a financial expert who will help you put together your own personal financial plan. And then lastly, be disciplined. So don't, I've said it a few times, but don't go into debt in those difficult times, in those lean times. So, you know, stick to what you need to stick to and to spend, and put away when it's a good month, and then you can draw on that when it's, you know, when the perhaps the income is not as great. So be disciplined and, you know, keep an even keel through the good and the bad times.
Chatting this morning, Money Matters, to Sylvia Walker. Have yourself a fantastic weekend, Sylvia.
Thank you, Zane. Same to you. Keep well.
And that's our Money Matters talk with Sylvia Walker right here on Cape Talk. And you can contribute to that conversation 0725671567.